Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin.
It is live and local now for a Monday. Hope you had a great weekend. Did you watch any NFL football? We'll find out here eventually. Joining us as she does every Monday, my friend, my Basque Fry partner, Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, and Red Wave America Pack?
Yes, it is, and we just launched our fundraising site on Rev, which is REVV. We use the same fundraising site as the president since Patreon and PayPal has been also giving conservatives problems when it comes to fundraising and allocating funds for their specific mission or cause.
Explain what Red Wave America PAC is going to be, what it's intended to do.
Well, right now, we don't have a lot of time until the midterms, but we do have some time to make some impact. We are looking at Nevada specifically. We are looking at Texas. We are looking at Missouri, and we are looking at Florida. What we would like to do is focus on billboard campaigns and raise funds per billboard. Usually, billboard campaigns are about $6,000 to $7,000. Our PAC is going to be unlike any other conservative PAC in that we are edgy, we have a ground game. We have 111,000 activists as part of our network. We are going to fight the Democrats. We cannot necessarily get involved in campaigns directly or work with campaigns directly because we are a PAC, a super PAC. But our messages will be much different, less reserved, so to speak. They will be bold, and we will attack Democrats in those specific states where we believe we can swing the state, like Nevada, back to red, swing states like Nevada, or in campaigns like Beto O'Rourke and Ted Cruz right now are in a tight race. And then, of course, we have Claire McCaskill in Missouri, who is an incumbent Democrat with a long history of failure. And we can target these types of states where Trump is also targeting on his tour in order to either keep the states red, flip the states back to red, or grow the conservative movement, Republican movement, Trump movement in these states.
Megan, tell me this. Who is the more motivated right now? 56 days out from an election, who is the more motivated right now?
Well, let's look at it as far as numbers, and these are just some rough numbers, but very obvious numbers. When you look at, for example, when Trump was behind in the polls, right, to Hillary Clinton, you and I kept talking, well, we keep seeing signs, we're seeing, you know, people lining up for his rallies, they're filling stadiums of 10 to 20 to 30,000 people per stadium, and the know-it-all pundits on both the right and the left kept asking, but are those people going to show up to vote? Well, of course they are. If they just stood in the rain for hours to try to get into a Trump rally, you can bet you they're going to show up to vote. Well, this translates to the midterms. Let's look at where the energy is. Barack Obama just decided to step back onto the campaign trail, held a quote-unquote rally in the middle of Orange County, California, Anaheim, at the convention center. The convention center seats 15,000 people. He attracted 750 people.
Wow.
That was on a Saturday. Now, go back to Wednesday, just last Wednesday, a couple days before the Obama rally. Trump went to Montana, and people were lining up at 7:30 in the morning, nearly 12 hours before the rally began, and he had 10,000 people show up in Montana.
Is that the power of the presidency, or does it just show that there's not a lot of enthusiasm, that people really know that whether he takes credit for an economic upturn or not, that this president did not help, I'm talking about Obama, did not help America. He hurt America.
Well, again, looking at the numbers, Obama destroyed the Democrat Party. He lost over 1,000 seats during his reign, or right around 1,000 seats during his reign. He can't even pull 1,000 people to a crowd in very blue California, in Orange County, which actually went for Hillary Clinton for the first time in 30 years. So he can't even grab the amount of voters that Hillary Clinton had obtained in that county. The messaging of the Democrats, they have to stand for something. If they're not going to stand for the American flag, if they're not going to stand for the lowest black unemployment or the lowest Hispanic unemployment or the lowest female unemployment, what are they going to stand for? The only thing I can see that they're standing for is this resistance movement that is bought and paid for. 212 protesters were arrested at the Kavanaugh hearings over the last week. I would like to see perhaps maybe Obama would have had a larger rally if the Democrats would have paid the supporters to show up.
Oh, no.
The lackeys don't
they don't
come
do
and
that.
Play
no, come
unless
on.
They're paid.
They don't do that, do they?
Of course they do. Chuck Schumer admitted. Chuck Schumer and Dickie Durbin admitted that they were on a conference call the weekend prior to the Kavanaugh hearings, coordinating all of the resistance that showed up in the form of protests at the hearing. And plenty of people were caught on camera on the Capitol grounds getting payoffs by left-wing agitators that work for the Democrat Party.
That's incredible. I want to take you in a different direction, and that involves Anonymous. The Anonymous op-ed, also the Bob Woodward book, and a question we were talking about in our last hour, and I want to continue with you on this. How is it that this president can be branded as unfit for duty, unhinged, crazed, dangerous, and yet we keep winning? We keep winning. Tell me how that is.
Well, tell me how it is that African-American numbers, as far as favorability of this president, has doubled in 1 year from, I think it's 9 to 18%, or 18 to 36% favorability amongst African-Americans, in spite of the fact that Trump has been called Hitler and an outward racist. The press is simply relying on their own echo chamber for their feel-good headlines. The headlines aren't reaching the masses. The masses, which include now the lowest amount of unemployed we have had on historical record, black unemployment, Hispanic unemployment, female unemployment, etc. That message works really well in the halls of the New York Times, on the streets of Upper East New York or the Upper East Side of New York, and perhaps in the echo chambers of L.A., the Democrat stronghold. But to the rest of flyover country, people are working. They're not paying attention to whatever some anonymous source is claiming to be or to know while inside or around the White House. People vote with their pocketbooks, and the Democrats need a strong reminder that it's the economy, stupid. And if Obama wants to take credit for the great economy, well, it's a great economy, isn't it? Obama was the same one that told us that Trump needed a magic wand to get to 4%, but yet now Obama wants to take credit for the economy that's humming along at 4%.
That's incredible. I want to take you in a slightly different direction. I was just nosing through some of the nation's newspapers, and I found that UNLV was voted one of the most diverse campuses in the country. And we've grown up with this idea that diversity in and of itself is a really good thing, and that we all of us need diversity. Is diversity in and of itself a good thing or a bad thing, or is it nothing?
Well, the root of diversity is division. So when you look at diversity, the root of that word is called division. So if you want to be the most divided, then sure, let's be the most diverse. Because diversity doesn't really have a synonym, or it's not really related to assimilation. You know, it's great to be, we are an immigrant country, we've always been, you know, open to immigrants, but the immigrants of the past came with skills, you know, whether they were cobblers, or whether they were milliners, or whether they were, you know, just, they worked with their blacksmiths, whatever they were. Now, our diversity is defined by how many people can cross our borders illegally. And then, of course, we have to take care of those people illegally. We have to set up English as second language schools to the cost of $1 billion of taxpayer dollars in Nevada, for example. This whole diversity ruse, let's look at Germany, or even Sweden. They just had an election. Sweden's not doing so good under the diversity banner. According to the people who just elected, a party that wants to protect their borders instead of open their borders. So it really all depends on how you're using the term diversity. But again, at the root of diversity is division.
That's amazing. That's what we're hearing anyway, that somehow UNLV is elevated because it's diverse. And I've just never bought into that notion that we need diversity somehow to exist. More coming up.
Democrats are all about diversity unless it becomes a diversity of opinion. Ooh. And then all of a sudden we need to have safe spaces on UNLV, or we need to have we need to ban conservative groups on UNLV. So everything related to diversity, according to the Democrats, is based on skin color and not on thought.
Again, judging people by the color of their skin, not the content of their character. More coming up with Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, and Red Wave America. Is it RedWaveAmerica.org or .com?
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I back? It'll be redwave.vote, but that website is not up and live yet. Redwave on rev.com is where we are fundraising. Or you can go to our Facebook page, Redwave America.
I was getting ahead of myself. Sorry about that.
Yes,
more to come with Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, as we continue live and local now.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herlihan. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016. Or check them out at skclv.com.
My name is Eddie Marks, President and CEO of Western Costume Company, and I'm a client of City National Bank. And I was referred by my friend Bill Haber.
My name is Bill Haber, and I produce theater, television, and movies. I don't know how anybody builds any business without a really proper banking relationship. With City National Bank, we were able to save a 102-year-old company and build it to the largest theatrical costume company in the world.
Western Costume is a one-stop shop. We've got the finest craft people in the industry working at Western Costume Company. With the referral from Bill, we were able to buy costume companies that have really helped us grow our business, and that wouldn't have been possible without City National.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Ah. It's going to be a glorious day.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. It's Monday. That means Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, joining us. Let me just ask you this whole anonymous thing, the anonymous op-ed. First of all, I tried to get one from the RJ. Let me do an anonymous editorial, and I was just turned down flat by Victor Jakes. He said, there's no way that we're going to do that. Let me just ask you, the anonymous part of this, is it cowardice that I'm looking for? Is that the word I'm looking for these people within the administration that are willing to criticize but not go on the record?
Yeah, or a seditious coward or a gutless coward or a seditious gutless coward. However you want to phrase it is fine, but at the end of the day, we have someone within the administration, some either alphabet agency or within the White House that is working against the will of the American people and defying the president's agenda. He is an unelected bureaucrat, likely left over from either the Bush administration or the Barack Obama administration.
So let me ask you, do you think we will find out who Anonymous really is?
Well, it remains to be seen, doesn't it? Usually the truth will surface to the top, but the New York Times is always publishing anonymous sources, and let's not forget this paper of record is also the same paper of record that hired an outward anti-white racist as part of their editorial board, which gives her, Sarah Jung, complete anonymity. Who's to say that Omarosa didn't write the op-ed? Who's to say that John McCain didn't write the op-ed before he walked over the Rainbow Bridge? We don't know. But what we do know is on face value that this anonymous person, this coward, this gutless, seditious coward, is working against the will of the American people, much like the holdovers from the Obama administration that are still not in jail, whether that be John Brennan or James Comey, or the lot working like Bruce Orr, for example, in the DOJ, and others. Rod Rosenstein, who signed off on the unverified, salacious dossier as fact, and then that dossier was manipulated into a verified truth to lie to the FISA court. So there's a lot of seditious conspiracy and behavior going on with the leftovers of the former administration. But if we're going to rely on the DOJ to get to the bottom of all this criminal activity, we'll be waiting a long time because Jeff Sessions is too busy now speaking this morning to the largest group of immigration judges ever in the history of the country.
Wow. Wow. And what's he telling them?
Who knows? But all I know, because I didn't... Welcome. You're going to have some fat salaries that the taxpayers are going to pay for while immigrants keep flooding our borders and our detention centers, turning them into, third world daycare centers that provide, flat screen TVs, 24-hour medical care, barber shops, beauty parlors, a great education, bilingual education, much better than these immigrants would have ever received in their own home countries. Thank you to the American taxpayer.
Before we let you go, you are trying to raise funds for this Red Wave America PAC. Tell me how people can contribute. Where can they find information on this?
Right now, they can go to Facebook. They can go to @RedWaveAmerica on Facebook. All of the fundraising links are right there. We are raising $6,000 for each billboard. We are looking at Nevada. We are looking at Texas. And we are going to have a billboard designed for Texas and Nevada shortly. It's being worked on now. We have about $1,500 that we've raised in just a short couple days. So thank you to all. We've so far at Red Wave America on Facebook, we're up to just 600 likes in just a couple days. Share it with your friends and be part of the Red Wave.
Megan, we'll do it all again next Monday. You have yourself a great week and keep us posted what's going on.
Talk to you next Monday. Thank you.
There you go. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. Stick around. More to do. Oh, Mad Maxine Waters had a meltdown over the weekend. We'll let you hear what she's up to. Impeachment, 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 impeachment. That's all she can do. One trick pony, I think is the term. My name is Kevin Wall. The program live and local now.
/790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now. All across the Coachella Valley, Indian Wells, Palm Springs, Rancho Mirage, Thermal, Indio, doesn't matter. We are there with you each and every day. Now, for those of you in the People's Republic of California, listening on 98.1 Talk Now, news and talk that rocks, Ed Stoll's great radio station in the Coachella Valley. This is incredible. It even made Drudge today. As Mad Maxine Waters had a a meltdown, if you will, all about the word she loves more than any other word, impeachment. Here was Mad Maxine over the weekend, there wasn't a big crowd. It wasn't like it was a huge rally. It was 30, 40 people, but it was Mad Maxine Waters melting down on the word impeachment.
We don't ask permission to protest.
That's right.
We protest. When we understand that we have to make America hear us and see us and understand that we all have something to say. And so I probably will have a conversation with Diane and we'll talk about it. And I'll say to her, Diane, remember, there are those who said that we lacked civility when I got up and talked about the president's cabinet, and I said, if you see him anywhere, if you see him at a restaurant, if you see him in a department store, even at a gasoline station, just tell him you're not welcome here or anywhere. And so it frightened a lot of people. And of course, the lying president said that I had threatened all of his constituents. I did not threaten his constituents, his supporters. I do that all the time, but I didn't do it that time. But when I compare what you're doing with what we have in Washington, D.C., in the highest office of the land, I wake up in the middle of the night and all I can think about is I'm going to get him. I'm going to get him. I'm going to get him. Anything like this before in my life. And so to all of our elected officials, to Betty, to all of you progressives that are here, we've got some work to do. And it's not simply about resistance. It's about ensuring that we help people to understand that we deserve better. That this deplorable, despicable human being that occupies the White House should not be there. We should not be comfortable with it. We should not think about how somebody else is going to deal with it. This is all of our fight. And every day I say, I'm in this fight. I'm in this fight and I'm not going to move. And as you know, there's a difference and how some of our leadership talk about how we should handle all of this. They say, Maxine, please don't say impeachment anymore. And when they say that, I say impeachment, 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 impeachment. One of the reasons we must talk about what to do with someone who disrespects the Constitution, who disrespects human beings, period, who's self-centered, who does not care about the Constitution, who's alienated our allies, who's tied with Putin, won't condemn him, in bed with the oligarchs of Russia, and is responsible for the kind of division coming back, some of this division that we thought we had cured a long time ago. Well, people have to understand you've got to talk about this. You've got to discuss it everywhere that you go. You've got to help people to understand that we do not need or have to tolerate this. And so if you don't talk about it and talk about what should happen to someone who's acting in this manner, then some people will begin to think, well, maybe it's not so bad. Can you remember it was just a few minutes ago, a few, months ago, when we heard people say, give him a chance. Give him an opportunity to become presidential. And I said to him, he will never be president. Because I had taken a look, a very close look at him, long before he occupied the White House. During the campaign, of course, we began to see his character. And we began to see that he had no values, that he was a flawed character. And when he pointed to, you know, his own colleagues and called them names, and when he lied right before our very eyes, and when he was obstructing justice even before he got into the White House, then you know that we had to do something. And this was different. If you cannot talk about impeachment, given what we have learned about him and the way that he's defined himself, then impeachment means nothing.
That's right.
Even though the Constitution gives the Congress of the United States the responsibility for impeachment. And so I'm going to continue in this struggle because this struggle is not simply about DACA. It's not even simply about the young people who are held in detention centers all over this country. Young people who have been separated from their parents. Mothers who have been deported, and the children are still here in the United States in a detention center somewhere. It's not even simply about the white supremacists and the KKK and those that we saw in Charlottesville, those that we saw and understood that they now felt emboldened and able, and it was okay for them to act in the manner that they did. And we saw them, and then we saw the president and heard him when he said, there are good people on both sides. Right. This is President of the United States of America. And so we have a responsibility to continue. I had a conversation here today when someone asked, but what about Pence? If you were able to impeach, Pence will be worse. And I said, look, one at a time. You're not going down.
Okay. That is Trump derangement syndrome at its best, at its most poignant. Here you have people that can't stop a Supreme Court justice nomination. They can't even pray for an economic downturn. I mean, these people are getting desperate now. And what I'm trying to do is put a kind of a nice pretty bow on this. These people are desperate. They can't stop the success of President Donald J. Trump. They can't do it. And now they're resorting to impeachment. I think there were six of them. And that's what we are facing. Now, to counter that, let's go to cut seven. Because I want you to hear from Judge Jeanine. Over the weekend, she responded directly to President Obama. You know, Obama came out in Anaheim and said, well, really, you know, we really started this economic upturn. And then he talked bad about the president. As by name, called out the president of the United States. Judge Jeanine had something for him.
You ran the most corrupted administration, at least since Harry Truman, and you can't stand it that every metric under the Trump administration is better off than when you were in office. And Donald Trump is one of the biggest threats to our democracy? How dare you? This man is the president of the United States, someone that we put in office, and he is to be respected. Your attack on him as a racist and a fascist is not about making things better for us. It's about you, your ego, and your corrupt deep structure. You desperately tried to defeat Trump, and it didn't work. And you remain in Washington to support the resistance and obstruction of a sitting American president while you stoke your racial cop-hating narrative. Your version of America is not the America we want. To us, social justice is about justice for American citizens and not illegal criminals. To us, social justice is about taking care of veterans who come back to our shores with fewer limbs than when they left. To us, social justice is not about burning our flag. It is about raising it and lifting it. I'm sorry to say this, but there is one thing that you're going to have to live with. The only reason that we have an outsider businessman president is because of you, your lies, your policies, and your divisiveness. You, Barack, you elected Donald Trump, and there's nothing you can do about the fact that he's sitting in the Oval Office now. So I guess I should say, thank you, Barack.
I just love that. Your reaction to Judge Jeanine, I thought she was spot on. What a great retort to former President Barack Hussein Obama. I'm going to open up our phone lines. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all, so if you want to call in and talk about something else, you can. But I'd love to see what you think of what Judge Jeanine just said on Fox News. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out if Judge Jeanine's on the right track here. I think she was spot on. We'll get to your calls on the other side. Judge Jeanine says it is Barack Obama who essentially gave us Donald J. Trump, whether you love him or hate him. President Obama is the guy that gave it to us, all of us, those who love the president and those who despise the president. Your call's coming up on the other side. My name is Kevin Wall. The program live and local now.
One thing that we can all agree on is that we want a better education for our children. However, our government has proven time and time again that they are unable to provide the quality education that we as parents are seeking. In order to ensure the highest quality of education, it is important that we return power to the parents. They should decide where their children go to school and what they learn. I am Assemblyman Jim Marchant, and I honestly believe that a bloated, centralized bureaucratic machine is incapable of making decisions that are best made by you. At the end of the day, these unaccountable bureaucrats don't care about our children. They care about our tax dollars. Again, I am Assemblyman Jim Marchant, and I am running for re-election for Assembly District 37, and I humbly ask for your support and your vote so that I can represent our shared values in Carson City. Thank you, and please get out and vote. This election is absolutely critical for the state of Nevada, paid for by the committee to elect Jim Marchant.
Do you own or operate a business? Would you like to reduce your electric bill by 20, 40, even 60% by improving the efficiency of your AC unit? Then you need to check out FridgeWise. Headquartered in my hometown of Kansas City, my friends at FridgeWise have developed technology that can dramatically reduce the cost of cooling, including walk-in cooler refrigeration. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino, how does FridgeWise do it? Well, your current unit runs at only one speed. But with a new smart motor, your unit will run at variable speeds, faster or slower, reducing electric use by 20 to 60%. And it'll keep your air at a consistent desired temperature. Depending on the size of your business, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars annually. Give them a call, 702-570-2501. That's 702-570-2501. Or check them out at reducemyac.com. That's reducemyac.com.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowwana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowwana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowwana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowwana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowwana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowwana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowwana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowwana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowwana.com.
Have you ever dreamed of floating in a hot air balloon, like a cloud high in the sky, drifting peacefully with the breeze? That dream has become a reality thanks to Love Is in the Air Ballooning. Locally owned and operated, Love Is in the Air Ballooning features Nevada's only easy access, wheelchair accessible hot air balloon. That means that wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, and others who are mobility challenged can experience the freedom of flight. Hi, this is Vicki Smith, the owner of Love Is in the Air Ballooning. We provide private or shared flights for up to six people. We love special occasion flights for engagements and weddings, and we can even perform the ceremony in mid-flight. call 702-726-0400 for more information or to make a reservation. That's 702-726-0400. Or check us out at loveisintheairballooning.com. Love is in the air ballooning, where memories and magic happens.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Local Now. Good to have you with us this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out, libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. To your phone calls we go. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. Let's go to North Las Vegas. Go to Ron. Ron, you're up, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin. You know, in my entire adult life, I've witnessed nothing but total contempt for the constitutional law in this nation. Until some speeches I begin to see coming from this administration recently, it's almost as though I'm 33 years old. So maybe you're from a different generation. You grew up in something different. You felt it differently than I did. But it took a George W. Bush to create a Barack Obama. And his total contempt for the Fourth Amendment, the Constitution, and what law means created the conditions by which we got to Barack Hussein Obama, which created the conditions by which we got to a John Trump, which seems like a inoculation to a disease. If I could only hope.
So
for that kind of constitutional thing.
Okay, now let me ask you, though. Is what Donald J. Trump has done, is it cleansing? Or in your view, is it more bad stuff from the Constitution?
You know, really the problem with constitutional conversations nowadays is just that they're uncomfortable. We have an original condition that has infected the people of the United States of America. And we're not comfortable with defending our rights against authority.
But the Constitution, no, wait a minute. But the Constitution, and again, I don't pretend to be a constitutional scholar, but the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, all of that, Federalist Papers, I mean, all of it pointed to trying to rein in government, to oppress the problem back then. Are you trying to tell me that the Constitution gives us oppressive government?
I see the misinterpretation of the intention of the Constitution to be the source of our oppressive government. But it is the misinterpretation, not the intention of the founders, and not the good-hearted American souls. People that I see face-to-face are quite different than the actions that result in the courts.
Show me where the government has been oppressive, in your view.
Well, certainly in the Fourth Amendment. I've never actually seen a warrant in my entire life. I'm 33 years old. I've been arrested several times for misdemeanors, small things that I didn't really realize were crimes worthy of being arrested. And I keep having these patterns of behavior, these conflicts with authority that stem from behavioral or personality conflicts. These vague interpretations of statutes and this absolutely frustrating concept of when I'm talking to a police officer, I expected an actual paper warrant. You know, call, pick up your phone, call a judge, say, hey, this is the crime, this is the statute. And yet none of that process that is due to us, the American people, in our Bill of Rights, is actually implemented by fact.
Wow. And again, what you're talking about is at the very lower levels of government. This is, you know, a cop pulling you over, or your brake light is out. Is that an oppressive government, or is that a government that's trying to keep everybody safe? Tell you what, let's do. Let's see if I can squeeze in a couple more calls. Gail, you're next, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead. I got about 2 minutes before the end of the show.
All right. My comment is that I'm glad you produced a segment from Judge Jeanine Pirro, because she always tells it like it is, which is the truth. And I'm glad you played that segment from her speech. She knows what the difference is between the current administration and Obama. He did not try to follow the Constitution. And one example is DACA. He just went around the Constitution. If somebody comes in illegally and they bring five people with them, what makes those five people legally here? Because they came in with somebody who's an illegal alien, and the other five people maybe didn't come in willingly. She just brought them in. Does that make them here legally? He went around to pull that off. And unfortunately, we have judges who are not doing the right thing by ending DACA, which the president wants to do. So always listen to Jeanine Pirro, because she speaks the truth. And Obama is apparently not finished with being president. He should get off the stage, and what he's saying is despicable and outrageous and disgusting.
Thanks. Appreciate it, Gail. And you know what? This Trump derangement syndrome, the Democrats still don't get it. And it's why I believe there will not be a big blue wave. I don't believe it. I think the American people are smart enough to know better. That's going to just about do it for today. I can't believe it. Yeah, unbelievable. But it's true. We got through Monday, everybody. We'll tee it up again tomorrow. Until we join you then for our entire crew, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, would you please? Live and local. Now.
Attention cat owners, the hottest product on the market for cats is Meowawana. You heard me, Meowawana. Relax, folks. Meowawana is 100% organic catnip. It's safe, all natural, USA manufactured, and designed to stimulate healthy activity for your cat. Choose from Meowie Wowie, Calico Kush, Purple Passion, and an entire line of toys, accessories, and apparel. Order now, get the Kevin Walls 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. Go to Meowawana.com. That's Meowawana.com.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like. In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.